Oh, what's going on? What's up, my friends? Alex Pardo, and you're listening to episode 353 on the Flip Empire Show.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
What is going on? What's up? Remind me never to start an episode again trying to sing. I have zero voice. My wife is always making fun of me when she hears me singing. So I don't know why I thought that might be a good idea, but that's neither here nor there. I want to hop right into today's episode, but first I want to just, I just want to share how fortunate and blessed I am to co-lead Ascend. Last week, we had our first mastermind retreat in Miami. Just three awesome days with some amazing entrepreneurs. So many breakthroughs that occurred. And it's just, I mean, I felt like I was so in my zone. I don't know if you've ever, you know, for any athletes listening to this podcast, or if you've ever played a sport and you felt like you couldn't miss a shot, or you felt like maybe that's not how I felt, but I just felt like I was in my element, you know, like I'm meant to help people and to pour into them and to just mastermind with just solid individuals. And so extremely, extremely blessed and fortunate to have, you know, been able to co-host along with my friend, Steve Cavanaugh, our Ascend. So if you guys have any interest in connecting with us about that, ascendyoursuccess.com is where you would go. Short video, and then it's an application process and an interview from there. So hopping into the meat of today's podcast episode, my friends, I want to challenge you here. And it's something that I have been challenging myself on a daily basis for the last probably month to 2 months, is how do you ask yourself these questions? And these are things you want to write down. How do you simplify your business? How do you accomplish more with less? And how do you lean out your business? We are heading into, you know, for most of us, depending on where we are in the country, you know, we're heading into a period in the market where it's going to shift, it's going to turn. And you have to really analyze and assess your business and ask yourself if you've put yourself in a position to prosper, or if you're very vulnerable. And it's something that, you know, is constantly on my mind, is just making sure that we're in a pretty good position, making sure we're in a great position, actually. And how do you simplify the business? You know, as you start to, I guess because of the position I'm in and because of this podcast and just, you know, the time I've been in this business, the experience I have, and just because of the network, you know, I have a lot of people that come to me and we always talk about, you know, how do you grow the company? How do you grow the business? How do you scale? What challenges come with that, right? Because everybody thinks it's just peaches, roses, and rainbows out there when it comes to building a team and growing and scaling a company. And the truth of the matter is that sometimes it comes with a lot of headaches. Oftentimes it comes with a lot of headaches, and that's okay, you know, until it's not. And what I mean by that is sometimes it gets to a point as a real estate investor, and particularly if you're in the wholesaling space, but even if you're not and you're growing a team, you have to constantly keep your finger on the pulse and ask yourself, is this business becoming more complex, or is this as simplified as it could possibly be? For most of you, if you're being honest, chances are the business has become more complex than what you would prefer it to be or you would like it to be. And I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be that way. I can speak only for my business, but you know, I'm able to, just because of the, you know, the ability to coach other successful investors and entrepreneurs, I get an inside look into other people's businesses. And I can tell you that by and large, this is the case for most people. And you know, especially the ones that I'm coaching that have a desire to grow and scale their company, I feel like I can add so much value because I've been on both sides of the coin. I've been a one-man show. I've had a very, very small team, one or two other people. And then I haven't had a huge team by most people's standards, but you know, we've had up to 8-9 people in our company. And I can tell you that bigger is not always better. Bigger doesn't always necessarily mean that you're going to generate more revenue. And more importantly, it definitely doesn't mean you're going to make more money, i.e. net income, the bottom line. Oftentimes, as you grow, as you scale, as you get bigger, you have to feed the machine, overhead increases, margins shrink, and you ultimately end up taking less home than you did when you were leaner. Okay. So as you know, if you're listening to this and you have aspirations of building a team and growing and scaling, I'm certainly not discouraging you from doing that, because I think there's definitely, you know, if that's in your vision and if you have the ability to do so and that's in your vision, go for it. Grow a team, scale, but just understand that that doesn't automatically assume you're going to make more money. Matter of fact, your margins will shrink in most cases as your team gets bigger. Okay. And what you need to be doing is you need to assess and analyze and ask yourself, is every team member I have, are they bringing 3 to 5x what their compensation is? You know, because we, as entrepreneurs, we hire people. We don't just want them to take care of their salary. They need to bring value. There needs to be an ROI there. And I'm all about taking care of people. You have to make sure that you have people in the right seats. You give them the resources, the tools, the training, the support. And you have a culture that encourages growth and encourages them to learn and fail forward. But you need to be results focused and results driven. At the end of the day, that was one of the mistakes, you know, that I made earlier this year. Is, you know, we had somebody on our team that at the end of the day, it just, we weren't getting the results we needed, you know, and it just didn't work out long term, obviously. But I needed to have made a move, you know, a lot sooner than later, you know, and sometimes it's tough, because when you really care about people and you want to give them every opportunity to succeed, you hang on longer than you probably should. And if I would have asked myself, am I getting the results that I would expect to get from this position? And just remove the person, remove their name, remove the relationship I might have with them, and just ask, are the results there? If the answer is no, you need to address that head on and you need to, you know, challenge that person, share your expectations with them, be very upfront about that, and put a game plan in place to make sure that there's constant improvement, that every single week that person is getting better, and there needs to be some quality control checks in place, and there needs to be some ongoing coaching and feedback, and dare I say, a timeline or a deadline, that if that person, if you just don't see certain results, or if you haven't seen a certain level of improvement, then you need to make a move sooner rather than later. Because I can tell you that my gut, for the most part, has never really failed me. And it's so difficult to talk about gut on a podcast, because I can't transfer that, right? But we all have an intuition. We all have a gut. And what I would encourage you to do is to listen to that gut. For the most part, it's not going to lead you astray. When your intuition is telling you, hey, it's time to move on, or this is not going to work out, chances are you're right. So really, the takeaway from this podcast episode, take this from my failure, from the mistake that I have made, is be results driven, results focused. At the end of the day, you know, this is a bottom line business, and you need to take accountability and responsibility if a person on your team is failing or just not driving the results that you want. Maybe as a leader, you didn't set those right expectations. Maybe you didn't provide them with the training, the resources, the support, et cetera, that they needed. Take ownership, take accountability, because as the leader, as the visionary, as the entrepreneur, you put that person in that seat. You decided to hire them. And so ultimately it falls on you. But that doesn't mean that you need to compound the mistake by continuing to make the mistake and keep somebody in the right seat. Keep somebody in a seat that's not where they belong. And trust me when I tell you that when it comes time to let go of that person, you're not just doing yourself and your business a favor, you're doing them a favor as well, because that's not their natural role, that's not their natural fit, and most likely they're going to succeed and prosper elsewhere, whether it's in a different seat in your company or whether it's in a completely different job. So be results focused, results driven. And by the way, when I talk about results, I'm not just talking about, you know, leading and managing and hiring and hiring people and running a team. I'm talking about in every aspect of your business. You know, when you get deals, I'll give you a perfect example. Not too long ago, we locked up a condo in a particular part of Miami, and This condo was, it was what I would call a tweener deal at best. And when I say tweener, meaning that like, really, it was a buy and hold play. So it was a pretty good deal from a rental standpoint, but there was like little to no equity from a straight, you know, like you just couldn't fix and flip it. It was just a straight buy and hold property. And this is a property we were marketing for probably a good 3 to 5 days, maybe up to a week. And we only had a couple of buyers interested. And we had one buyer that a realtor was bringing at full ask. And obviously that realtor, actually, no, that realtor had added their commission to our price. So we had a full price offer. And then we had another offer that I want to say was like 2 to 3K less, but the buyer couldn't close for like another month. And the buyer that the realtor was bringing was closing pretty quickly. However, there was a hiccup. We could not access the property. We couldn't, the landlord, the owner could not get a hold of the tenant. And the buyer wanted to see the property, right? The second objection they had was that they wanted to review the condo docs, essentially. They wanted to see if there were any, you know, restrictions on reselling, renting, if there was pet restriction, things like that. So we just could not get a hold of the tenant. The owner couldn't get a hold of the tenant. So, you know, long story short, the seller was able to send us some pictures and we were able to send that to the buyer and, you know, eliminate that objection. We solved that problem. We were good to go. However, this was a tiny association, you know, here in South Florida, sometimes these HOAs, homeowners associations, can just be a pain to deal with. And when they're small, sometimes they just either don't care, or just don't give it the time, attention that it needs. And sometimes it's just like pulling teeth to get a hold of people or to get them to like move at your pace. And we just could not get a hold of this association so that we can get a copy of the docs. We looked online, you know, we're pretty resourceful. We just could not get our hands on these docs. And I remember one of our team members was saying, hey, I think we should go with our backup offer, which was like 2 to 3K less. Because we had kind of hit like a wall with the buyer that the realtor was bringing. And, you know, we were going to make full ask on that. We were going to make 2 to 3 grand more on that deal if we just solved this tiny objection. Now, to a lot of you listening, 2 to 3 grand might not sound like a lot of money. And in the grand scheme of this deal, I think we were going to bank like 19 or 20 grand on this deal. You know, 3 grand out of a $20,000 deal. I mean, that, what is that? 15%. I mean, that's a decent chunk of change to just lose. And I was like, hold on. Before we, and we kind of huddled up, this was on one of our huddles. We huddled up and I said, what's the challenge? The challenge at the end of the day was that the buyer didn't want to move forward until they could confirm that there was no resale or rental restrictions. That was their biggest concern at this point. And I said, look, let's do this. Let's contact the realtor. Let's set up a call with the buyer and let's essentially pitch to them. Look, if those are your only concerns, we will put in, and by the way, because this was such a tiny HOA, we didn't suspect that there was going to be any type of restrictions. We just having been in this business long enough and just our experience told us that there wasn't going to be a restriction. So what we pitched to I told one of my team members, I said, go back to the agent and their buyer, let them know that we will put in the contract and the addendum, you know, essentially that, you know, if there's a rental restriction or if there's a resale restriction, the buyer can essentially pull out of the deal and get 100% of their deposit back. Otherwise, they're moving forward. And sure enough, we called the realtor, we explained it to them. They loved the idea. They went to their buyer and that got the deal done. Had it not been for that like mini brainstorming session with our team, we probably would have just elected to go the easy route and taken 2 to 3 grand less and just gone with the other buyer and have delayed the closing. So that's just one example that I can think of as it relates to just being results driven. Push the envelope. Always think about how you can make things happen. How can you get creative? You know, at the end of the day, guys, we get paid to solve problems. You have to be solutions driven. That's why our team, you know, when you start to build a team or if you have a team, we don't allow our team members, like when they come to me for something or when they go to each other, they cannot go with just a problem. They have to have thought out a potential solution, even if it's the worst idea or the worst solution in the world. I just want to know before a problem or a challenge is brought to me, I want to know that you've thought through it. I want to know that you've been resourceful. So come to me with a challenge, But hey, this is the challenge. Here's how I think we can get around it. Here's a potential idea. This is a solution that may work. Whether it does or it doesn't, I just want to know that that person has thought through it. And collectively, there's not much that, you know, when we put our heads together that we can't solve. So that's the message I have for you. Hopefully you got something out of this episode. I appreciate you. Thank you so much for tuning in, and share the episode, share some love. Let me know if you're liking this, share this with a friend, family member, colleague, coworker, whatever, just spread the love. And that's how you could, that's how you could just say thank you. If you want. If not, just continue to subscribe, listen to it. I enjoy doing this, so I'm not going anywhere. I appreciate you, my friend, and look forward to connecting with you on the next one. This show is sponsored by Ascend, our in-house assembly of success-minded people, business owners, and entrepreneurs actively collaborating together to ascend our businesses to new heights while also experiencing truly happier, more fulfilling lives at the same time. We believe it's not an either-or, but you can truly have both ends. It's the unique and rare combination of mastermind coaching and community that makes Ascend so special. But it's definitely not for everyone. If you're an entrepreneur who's looking for more than your typical mastermind or coaching, and you think these things can help you accelerate your ascension from where you are today to where you want to go while living a more meaningful and rewarding life in the process, then you can head over to ascendyoursuccess.com, click the application button, and we'll go from there.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.